As we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show, Lawyer Up is the segment. Lisa Lanier, our official attorney, joins us every week at this time. I have to tell you, I sent her a docket today, and I don't even know, we may get to one story on the docket.
Scribbled all over it.
I scribbled all over it because things keep popping up. It's like, bam, 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 bam. All these, you can't fight
legal
all.
Case, legal case.
You can't fight them off. You cannot fight them off. Now, I'm fighting for this woman today. She's 76. She's in Kentucky.
This is Kentucky Mamaw?
Kentucky Mamaw. Oh, my God. When you hear about Kentucky Mamaw, I mean, she is in Kentucky, and the state and the county have told her she owns 63 acres of land and has owned it for 55 years. She and her late husband purchased it when they were in their 20s. Now she's 76. She's a widow. Her granddaughter says, you know, all my memories are here at Mamaw's. How can you put a highway through her home? Mamaw's even said, I've got 63 acres. Can I move my home? State says, nope. We're putting a car wash here. We're putting a Bucky's there. We're putting a Cracker Barrel over here. You can't move anything. She says, please.
A little farther down that way or a little farther up that way. Why does it have to come through my house? I'm 76. You know, I'm not going to be around too much longer, but why can't I stay here?
She's emotional. I'm emotional. If I'm on the jury, I say, get off her land.
Get off Mamaw's land.
So what gives the state the right to do this to 63 acres worth? Now, they did offer her money, but she doesn't want to sell her land. What are your thoughts here, Lisa? Anything she can do?
Well, I mean, the only thing that might happen is that because she has made such an excellent PR campaign happen here, that maybe, you know, maybe the state would, just for purely PR reasons, try to work with her and reconsider it. And hopefully she has an attorney that's negotiating on her behalf. But this is America. This is what happens. This is how we get roads and, you know, construction projects. We would never have expansion of highways if it were not for eminent domain. There's always a Mamaw, and it always takes somebody's land, and it's just what we do. It's the law, and it's a forced sale. You get fair market value. Sometimes I think you get even, if you get an attorney and they fight it a little bit, you get enhanced value a little bit of the time. But yeah, I mean, this is what we do. I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with this. This is just
progress. It's progress.
Progress. Yeah.
She said she would move her house, but there was some problem. They couldn't put a septic tank where she wanted to move it. Wow. And her family.
Yeah, I don't think it's over there where she wanted to move it. And she, you know, she even said, Just put the road, like, you know, this is silly. Yeah. Put the road like 4 feet in front of my house. I mean, who wants to live like that, dude? I mean, it's just, you know.
She said, I'll stay here. I just don't want to leave this house. And her granddaughter said, you know, Mamaw's is Mamaw's. I don't care where it is. I want this house, but I can't do it.
But I mean, it sounds like she's not, I mean, from where I'm sitting, 63 acres is not an insubstantial amount of land. Right. She may be house poor, but she certainly has property.
The advice would be to me is, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to sell. But get the money. Mm-hmm. I mean, get the money.
Look, nobody wants to move.
Yeah, she needs to get an attorney if she doesn't have one and turn it into a big old money grab, because she's not going to get to keep her house. I mean, I don't see why she couldn't move it other than, they're not going to let her move it on that piece of property.
Mm-hmm.
But it's expensive to move a house, though. So I don't know if she wants to do that or not, but she could potentially move it to a new piece of land, but not this one. They're not going to let her move it somewhere on this one.
I'll tell you
somewhere
this.
Somewhere there's a creek. It needs a house.
That's right. But I'll tell you this.
Jumping with crawdads.
And a spring. Yeah.
You do have to say, though, that when you're that age, I mean, you bought this house when you're 21 years old, 63 acres of land. Who would ever expect in 63 acres you're going to have to move your house, you know? That just doesn't
seem... I'm sure, yeah. It was just nothing but green around her when they bought it.
Yeah, you would never expect it. Chris Dem is referencing her granddaughter, who said she was down at the creek.
When I was growing up, Mamaw's house was always kind of this, like, place of refuge where I could go, and we cooked together, and this is where I grew up playing in the creek, catching crawdads and catching lightning bugs.
That creek is going to be a Taco Bell at this point. That's it. God, you know, it's over. I'm very upset for this one.
Boo-hoo.
I have to.
Man, it's a Taco Bell, though.
BB Shea does not have the sympathy.
That new cravings menu at Taco Bell? Totally worth it, man.
You know what BB Shea's takeaway from this was? She said, I'm 76. I'm not going to be here much longer. BB Shea said, shut up, you old bag. It'll be another 20 years. Don't think you're.
Get the money.
Get the money
move
and
into
go.
A condo.
I was wondering is maybe she can negotiate a life estate in the house. And just stay there and watch them tear everything down around her, you know, because because it takes so long for a construction project to really get ramped up. Mm-hmm. She might be dead by the time they actually come for her house.
If she's lucky.
Yeah.
You know, that's right. Here's a big conglomerate group as well. Starbucks, I've heard about this for a few years now. Folks are really upset that they're having to pay surcharges between 50 and 80 cents extra for an alternative milk, like a soy milk or an oat milk. And they all say, this is not fair. We have to have oat milk or soy milk because we are lactose intolerant or we have allergies to the milk. You cannot do this. You are not allowed to do this. So it's been going on now since 2018. They've been screaming about it. Finally, there's a class action lawsuit looking for $5 million in damages to customers of Starbucks who have to have oat or soy milk in their coffee. But they're saying Starbucks unfairly charges them more than for the cow's milk. Where do you land on this, Lisa? You have some problems with it comes to eating. I didn't mean to be so blunt about that. I didn't mean to be so blunt about that. I apologize.
God. Are we still in the other segment?
I apologize.
Right.
I didn't mean to be so blunt. Lisa has celiac.
That's a disaster, Lisa. Continue.
Hi, you're right. I'm gluten-free because I have celiac disease. I vomit if I eat wheat. So
that's right. We've seen it. We've all seen it. We've seen her vomit. We thought it was us.
This is normal around us.
So many people vomit around me. It's just like, oh, there she goes. Yeah, whatever.
That happens.
No, you know, it's an interesting case with Starbucks. It, also, the same lawyer has sued Dunkin' Donuts for the very same thing. There's the same action pending against them. So lactose intolerance is a protected disability under the ADA. And so what it's going to come down to is it costs these retailers two times as much. It's double the price of regular milk to provide these milk alternatives. And so they're passing that on to customers. And it's not just people with this disability that are requesting it. It's also vegans and people trying to go keto or people trying to, you know, go just healthier, you know, healthier, less fat, less calories. So, you know, it's really complicated because they're having to cough up all this extra money. And at some point, you know, the margin isn't tremendous by the time they have all the advertising and the storefronts and, you know, all that. And so they're saying, look, from a financial standpoint, we have to pass this cost on to the consumer. So it's going to be interesting because it is such a mixed use thing. It's not just impacting the people with this disability. That's a unique characteristic for a case like this. Also, the ADA basically says you have to undertake a reasonable accommodation, and the cost of the accommodation plays into that formula of what is reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And so it could be that this backfires on these people and that the court says, you know, these people having to pay double for this is not reasonable. That's what they could absolutely say. And they could say, yeah, they can pass it on to you. So it'll depend on, you know, on how the court views this kind of mixed use consumer population and the passing on, whether that's reasonable.
I think Starbucks will win because to me it comes down to, look, if this product, oat milk, is way more expensive than cow's milk, of course they're going to charge more for it. It's like if a fancy cheese costs more than American cheese, then your cheeseburger is going to be more expensive at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just really the only way to look at it, I think. Don't you think Starbucks will win, Lisa?
Yeah, it's really a close call because there have been some pretty extensive accommodations that companies have had to undertake. Hmm. You think about, like, you know, handicap accessible ramps and things like that that are expensive, but that's a one-time cost.
Right.
You know, so this is a big cost. And that, so I think they'll make a good case for it being unreasonable for them to have to solely bear this cost.
I mean, this is a pretty interesting case to me. We have one more story. I think we have time for it. There is a soccer player. I know Chris Dimelna from France, I believe, Kylian Mbappe.
He got the World Cup.
He's a phenomenal soccer player.
Phenomenal. One of the best in the planet.
Well, meanwhile, he is suing an influencer based in Marseille who is known all around the soccer and football world. He has a kebab shop, and he's described his Club Kebab as being made with a Baker round bread as round as Mbappe's skull.
That's BB Shea's thing.
That's your thing.
Where's my kebab?
That's your kebab.
I know.
The BB Shea kebab. In this case, the Mbappe kebab is as round as Mbappe's skull. Well, Mbappe said, I don't like that. This guy has 1.8 million followers on Instagram.
Wow.
And it's been out there. And so now Mbappe has said, you must remove this or I'm going to sue you. And the owner says, well, he's got some nerve. I can't believe Mbappe would be this low to do something like this. Come on. I'm just a poor little kebab shop owner. And Mbappe's going after me, this world famous soccer star. I think Mbappe has a point here, Lisa. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, it's typically kind of universally accepted that you cannot use a person's name or likeness to sell a product. Yeah. But there are some exceptions for parody, which I think, you know, it's parody falls under fair use. And I do think he's poking fun at the guy's round head here. And so I think, you know, he might have an out for that. And really, I think the soccer player needs to just relax a little bit and take it in good humor, because this happens all the time. So it's not like Subway is putting an ad on national television saying, you know, we're calling our sandwich the, you know, and gives the person's full name.
Right.
It's a little shop, and they just have, they're naming it just one of his names, you know, just his first name, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, shops do this all the time. You go into sandwich shops, and most celebrities actually kind of ham it up and enjoy it. You know, like there's Neil Patrick Harris has a sandwich named after him, and he's been photographed there eating it. Michelle Obama. And they usually do it just like this. They don't call it the Neil Patrick Harris. They call it the Neil.
Uh-huh.
Or the Michelle.
Well, not old round-headed Mbappe. He didn't want this one bit. He didn't like it one bit. So he's ready to sue. That's what the kebab shop owner says. Just give it a break. Chill out a little bit. That's Lisa Lanier. She's our official attorney of this program. LanierLawGroup.com if you need her. Any kind of legal advice. Always good to talk to you, Lisa. Thank you very much.
You too. Have a great weekend.
There she goes.